Cat lovers, listen up. Meet Felix, the pet insurance brand made just for cats. Our cats don't really have nine lives, but a lot can happen in the one they do. Felix's whisker-to-tail protection covers accidents, illness, emergency care, exam fees, and so much more. Visit felixcatinsurance.com to learn more about their customizable coverage for felines. Sorry, no dogs allowed. That's felixcatinsurance.com. Get it, meow. Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. Visit felixcatinsurance.com/terms for all terms and limitations.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I hope you've had a good Monday night. I know you ain't having a good Monday night if you're a fan of the Buffalo Bills. Oh my God. What a way to give away a game. The Denver Broncos beat them tonight 24-22. Buffalo falls to 5-5. Denver improves to 4-5. I don't know if I want to say Denver won or if I want to say Buffalo gave it away. Four turnovers by the Buffalo Bills. And wait until I tell you how the game ended. Shout outs to everybody listening all over North America. People tuned in on the free Odyssey app. All my folks listening live on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, SiriusXM Channel 158, and everybody listening on a smart speaker. If I didn't tell you, I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our producer holding it down, my main man Carlos Ortiz in New York City. I get started every weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. And so I've been here for 2 hours. This is halftime of the show. Believe this, I ain't going to choke away the next 2 hours like the Bills. Now, having said that, you knew this game was going to be some garbage, or at least going to be trash from the Bills, when they fumbled right the hell away. They fumbled their game, they got the ball right out of the gate, and they gave it away. James Cook couldn't hold on to the ball. He said, here, Denver, take it. And that was basically to start the game, and Denver was only able to go ahead and, score a field goal. But as we continued on, let me just paint this picture for you at the end of the game. We saw four turnovers by the Buffalo Bills. Gabe Davis dropped the pass, intercepted. Josh Allen threw a pass, intercepted. A handoff on a running play, not even picked up, dropped, fumbled. This was an ugly game, another ugly game for the Buffalo Bills. Now, here's the picture that I wanted to paint for you. At one point in time, the Buffalo Bills were trailing here in this game, late in the game. It was tied 15-all in the third quarter. We get to the fourth. Javonte Williams gets a 3-yard pass from Russell Wilson. The score is now 21-15. Okay, the Denver Broncos could not handle the kick. They couldn't handle the placement of the ball on the extra point. And so instead of being 22-15, it's only 21. Josh Allen gets the ball back. He rushes for 6 yards on a score, and Buffalo now leads 22-21. Keep in mind, yes, it's 21 because Denver couldn't make the extra point. And so then, the Denver Broncos have the ball back. Russell Wilson needs to lead them to victory. They are down 1 point. What does that mean? You probably want to set up for a game-winning field goal. The Buffalo Bills defense looks like it has Russell Wilson in the palm of its hands. They sack Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson has to go backwards. It's now third down, and you're thinking to yourself, one more play, and the Buffalo Bills defense, despite the turnovers, can win them this game. Unfortunately, Russell Wilson decided to go out there and make a throw down the field. And unfortunately for the Buffalo Bills, it's pass interference. Taron Johnson interferes with Jerry Jeudy, getting the Denver Broncos into field goal range. And that's not all. The Broncos are now in field goal range. A 36-yard attempt by Will Lutz. And so what does he do? He misses the damn kick. But the Denver Broncos got a little bit of life. I want you to listen to this play call. This missed field goal by Will Lutz. This is courtesy of the Buffalo Bills Radio Network.
And now they got to hurry the team onto the field to try to kick a game-winning field goal. 15 seconds, 14 seconds. This is going to be a 41-yarder from the right hash. 10 seconds, 9 seconds, 8. Here's the snap. Hold is down. Kick is on the way. There's a flag on the play. And it's no good.
What's the flag?
12 men on defense. 5-yard penalty. Still fourth down.
So the field goal was no good, but it's negated by 12 men on the field. Denver will get a second chance to kick this field goal.
Let's listen to that second chance on the field goal. This is courtesy of the Broncos Radio Network.
And this ball spotted far hash at the 26, an attempt of 36 yards for the win. Lutz kicks it on the way, and it is good! The Broncos can celebrate because they have come to Buffalo and upset the Bills by a final score of 24-22.
If you just have to look at, like, the final minute of the game, forget the four total turnovers. The game ended on a pass interference by Buffalo that set up a game-winning field goal. The Denver Broncos then missed the kick, but they get another chance because the Buffalo Bills had 12 guys on the field, and then Buffalo misses and loses the game because Denver is able to make the kick on its second chance. It's like the Buffalo Bills did not want to win this game. If we want to look on the bright side for Buffalo, at the end of the game, Damar Hamlin got his first action of the NFL season. That's the bright side. And so the Buffalo Bills fall to 5-5. The Denver Broncos improve to 4-5 as Denver wins 24-22. And Buffalo, their next games, they ain't going to get any easier. Yeah, they take on the Jets, but then they have the Eagles, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Dallas Cowboys, the shoot-you-out Chargers, the Patriots. Okay, it's the Patriots. They suck. And then the Dolphins. So far this season, the Buffalo Bills are 2-5 against other teams in the AFC. I know about the Buffalo Bills' injuries. I know Brian Daboll is no longer with the team. He got his own issues and problems with the New York Giants. But to be able to hold on to the ball at minimum, it's pathetic. Josh Allen now leads the NFL in turnovers with 14. He leads the NFL with interceptions with 11. He jumped in front of Mac Jones, who has 10 as of yesterday. Quarterback, turn the ball over. Offense needs help. Defense is hurt. Head coach, play calling and having these guys prepared with the penalties is nonsense. The Buffalo Bills right now, I know they're only 500. They're mediocre. Yeah, they are a mediocre dumpster fire. They don't deserve to make the postseason. We got a lot of images tonight of Josh Allen holding his hand on his head in disbelief. We missed a field goal. We penalized ourselves and gave this team an extra chance. Yeah, Josh Allen needs to be pissed at himself. And I'm sure he is. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to hear from Josh Allen. But before we do that, I want you to listen to Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson just spoke to the media, and on that last drive where they forced a pass interference and then they got another chance at a kick, Russell Wilson gave a lot of love to Sean Payton. Listen to this.
Yeah, just telling them, hey, listen, we've got plenty of time. Get north, get as much as you can get first downs. We're going to get in field goal range and win the game. And so I think that the biggest thing is just, guys, they're really believing. They're believing. We're believing in everything that we're doing. Coach Payton called an amazing game. He gave us a great chance to win this game, and what a huge win. I mean, this environment's tough as can be, and we did it for Broncos country.
Oh, thank God he didn't say, let's ride. That was Russell Wilson talking to ESPN post-game. 855-212-4CBS. We got Lou calling from Rochester. You're on the JR Sport Re-Show. What's up, Lou?
JR, you know I love you. I think you're an intellectual. You're very interesting. You are entertaining for sure. But how can you try to blame this on Allen when he had them winning the game? He scored the touchdown and put them by a point up. And then there was another failure by coaching McDermott himself. 12 men on the field. The game is won if there's not 12 men. How can you not blame McDermott for this fiasco? You know what? McDermott is also causing the issues with the offense by interfering with his incessant
where the hell
run
did you go?
The ball bull in today's game. He's basically wrecked Allen. Despite that, Allen won the game. Then there was a field goal that was missed. But
yeah,
his coaching.
Well, Lou, let's save some time because we just went through all of that. I never said that I'm blaming, and I certainly did not blame Josh Allen for this loss. So I don't know what you heard or thought you heard. I didn't blame him. I said that there's blame to go all the way around, and not just particularly for this game, but for the season in whole. You know, I'm not going to look at a guy who leads the NFL in turnovers and go, oh, man, that guy's doing a good job. Josh Allen has 14 turnovers this season. What am I supposed to do? Go, oh, man, he's doing a good job. He's giving the ball to the other team. That's not the point. Okay, one of his interceptions tonight went off the hands of his receiver, I believe it was Gabe Davis, and it bounced into the hands of the Denver Broncos. He threw another interception. Between him and James Cook, they couldn't handle a handoff. And so it's not just about tonight. He needs to do a better job holding on to the ball. You think Josh Allen is going to tell you any different? And so there's crap all across the board. He needs to do a better job not giving the ball to the other team. Okay, the defense has been hurt. I have thought this for quite a few seasons now. Outside of Stephon Diggs, I think they need better options when it comes down to the offense. And yes, they have suffered. When you got stupid penalties like 12 dudes on a field for a game-winning field goal kick, for what? What's the point? Like, this is on the coach, man. And it's going to come a point in time where he can't sit and stand in front of the media anymore and tell everybody, well, we need to do a better job not turning the ball over. James Cook turned the ball over on the first opportunity of the game. And then he benched him. He put Murray out there. But obviously that ain't good enough. And so whether it's opening the game up or it's closing the game, man, they got to do better. And so there's blame all the way around. But to absolve Josh Allen like he don't have nothing to do with the loss, man, stop it. 855-212-4CBS. Nate calling from Myrtle Beach. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks, JR. I appreciate the call. It was my first time calling in. I wanted to say, you know, there's a lot of talk about the Buffalo Bills giving the game away, but I think the Denver Broncos won this game. I think there were a couple players on the field that wanted to win. Samaji Perine, number 25. And Russell Wilson throwing those overhand balls like when it didn't look like nothing was going to happen. He caught them, you know, and they took him down the field and they won the game. And Cortland Sutton, with that catch in the end zone, that was one of the best catches there couldn't have been. Literally, he was on the line. It was like, it doesn't get any closer than that. And, you know, I just wanted to say, I think Russell Wilson wants to win. I think the Denver Broncos want to win. I think that there are players on the team that want to win. And this team's going to the playoffs. Yeah, I'm a Denver fan, okay? But I don't think that the Buffalo Bills deserve the credit of handing the game away. No, the Denver Broncos took the game from them. And
okay,
I want to be
well,
the first
I mean,
one
we,
to say
we,
that.
Well, thank you, Nate. We could start splitting hairs as to who won the game and who didn't do this and who did that. The Denver Broncos have been able to turn their season around right now. They're still below 500. They still have some work to do. And the Buffalo Bills are cratering. We've seen the Denver Broncos, if we want to look at the story of the season, they got punched in the mouth and they've been able to turn things around defensively over the past couple of weeks. I would say that it is more of a surprise, and thank you, Nate, for calling from Myrtle Beach. It is more of a surprise that the Buffalo Bills are playing this damn bad for a team that was supposed to go out there and compete for a Super Bowl the past couple of seasons than what the Broncos are doing. Yes, all credit to the Broncos. We're going to have plenty of time to look at them and the turnaround and miss the positivity. Russell Wilson, plenty of time to do that. But the Buffalo Bills are cratering in a terrible way that I don't think anybody could have predicted. I mean, they're folks with good reason, I think, not to say that I think he needs to get the boot now. We got so many more games to go. People are upset at Sean McDermott. You look at the stands tonight in Buffalo, the fans can't believe what was going on. The starting quarterback at the end of the game, Josh Allen, could not believe what was going on. You literally went from sacking Russell Wilson and making the game look like it was going to be over with one more play to now a pass interference, setting Denver up for a game-winning field goal. And then they missed the field goal, and you got 12 dudes on the field, and they knock it in. I mean, missing extra points, you want to tell me that Denver wanted this game? They couldn't handle a snap to kick an extra point. Oh, yeah, and then they missed one. Oh, yeah. So, come on now, spare me. Denver won the game. Sure they did. They deserved the win. But to say that, oh, man, they wanted this more than Buffalo, we don't need the football cliches. Buffalo sucked today, and Denver was able to take advantage and got some second chances. Let's be real here. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Don is calling from Miami. Go ahead, Don.
Hey, JR, how are you tonight?
I'm very well, man. Go on ahead.
Let me tell you what, Buffalo did not win that game because of the turnovers, but that's not why they lost the game. They lost the game because they couldn't play defense when Denver was going down the field. There's a rule on defense that everybody knows that has played defense before as a defensive back. You don't ever let the receiver get behind you. What the hell were they thinking letting that guy run down the field? And then they have to go do pass interference. What were they thinking? And as far as the coach, I fire all the New York coaches. Ain't none of them worth a darn. And thanks for taking my call, brother.
All right. Thank you, Don, for calling from Miami. He wants to get rid of, let's see, Brian Daboll, Sean McDermott, and Robert Saleh. I guess everybody needs to just go ahead and get the boot in New York. Yeah. Football in New York State, the teams that represent New York State, and two of the teams play in Jersey, not looking good right now. Actually, pretty bad. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls here on Denver and Buffalo. The Broncos win 24-22. I do want to talk about a quarterback looking damn good. That's C.J. Stroud. We have so much more to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Well, well, well. Shopping for a car?
Yep. Carvana made financing a car as smooth as can be.
Oh, yeah?
I got pre-qualified instantly and had real terms personalized just for me.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
Well, I got to browse thousands of car options on Carvana, all within my budget.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
It does. I actually wanted a car that seemed out of my range, but I was able to add a cosigner and found my dream car.
It doesn't get much...
Oh, it gets smoother. It's getting delivered tomorrow.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get pre-qualified today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Get the best workout with the best-kept secret in fitness. Hydro, the state-of-the-art at-home rower. Hydro engages 86% of your muscles, delivering the ultimate full-body workout in just 20 minutes. From advanced to beginner, Hydro has over 4,000 classes that are shot all over the world and are taught by Olympians and world-class athletes. For a 30-day risk-free trial with free standard shipping, go to Hydro.com and use code FIT500 to save up to $500. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT500.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener. I love your freaking show, man. I listen every night. I make my 14-year-old listen to your show, and he's an addict, too. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm out.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Man. This was, at least this was a good game to watch, unless you're a Buffalo fan. Denver won 24-22. Buffalo didn't take a lead until late in the game, about 2 minutes left. And then they just, they gave the game away. Come on now, stop it. At the end of the game, Buffalo gave it away. Like, they sacked Russell Wilson. And then they fell for a pass interference. It's like a free throw. And then they had 12 guys on the field when Denver missed the kick. Like, we could also make the point of Denver missing an extra point, not being able to handle that, and then missing another one. Like, stop. Come on. Oh, Josh Allen just spoke. I wonder how he feels. Oh, he got right to the point. Josh Allen says, tonight, 4 turnovers, penalties, all of this, it sucked.
It sucks. Shouldn't have been in that position in the first place. It's a lot of bad football. A lot of bad football.
Oh, yeah. A lot of bad football. And so now for a Buffalo Bills team that's 5-5,
that has teams like Philly and Kansas City, the Cowboys and the Chargers up next. Well, what about the rest of the season, Josh? He talks about the clock is ticking, man.
Yeah, I'm still confident, but it's no secret the clock's ticking, you know. Gotta have some urgency now.
What leaves you still confident in the offense after it's been so many weeks of kind of the same story here?
Because we've done it before.
Oh, he's talking about when they went on that run. I don't know about that this time, bro. I don't know if you can have lightning strike twice. They're just not built for it right now. If they should turn the season around, then good for them. I just don't see it. Josh Allen leads the NFL in turnovers since he joined the league in 2018. That is 94 turnovers. Let me say that again. 94 turnovers since 2018. He's really hitting the line for what we thought in college. He has improved as a player, as a passer. He's still turning the ball over. 855-212-4CBS. Robert is calling from Detroit. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Robert.
What up, Jim? Man, how you doing? Good morning, first and foremost. Man, I'm sitting here watching the game, me and the wife. I'm at the gym now. But anyway, I'm sitting here feeling bad for Buffalo. And I'm like, man, they don't deserve to lose like that. On a freaking air ball that Russell Wilson threw. And then you idiots. And I'm going to reiterate it because I don't want to. I'm not going to give you that cliche crap that they do. To have 12 men on the field, you deserve to lose. You really do. Because that is just the stupidest thing I ever seen in my life. They run all their personnel off the field, and you people have 12 people on the field? You've got to be kidding me. And then the elements save them for, what, 15 seconds? And then you got 12 men on the field? You deserve to lose, Buffalo. For real. After all the adversity and turnovers that y'all have done, come on, man. That is about the most stupid. Everybody need to be fired. Okay. Especially everybody, man.
Okay. Well, thank you, Robert, for reiterating that everybody needs to be fired. 855-212-4CBS. Taron Johnson, who was called for that defensive pass interference, he just spoke to the media, and he said, to be honest, I don't know how I could play it better. When asked if he felt he impeded the wide receiver's progress, I didn't feel like I did anything. I got to him, and I looked back for the ball, and I tried to make a play on the ball. It's just frustrating. Well, that's his first-person perspective for being a part of the play or from being a part of the play. I can tell you from having sat down and watched football my whole life, and I think many would, they're going to call that. It don't matter how you feel or what it is. And I know the ball was underthrown. They baited you into that call. That's it. You got outsmarted by Sean Payton and Russell Wilson. That's it. They baited you. You know, we've seen that before. You bait the wide receiver in. He basically threw up a Hail Mary. He threw an underhand duck to see if he can get you to stop on a dime and run into the wide receiver, and you did. That's it. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Sean McDermott, a matter of fact, he talked about that defensive pass interference penalty. This is what Sean McDermott had to say moments ago.
Yeah, absolutely. We practiced two or three times that this week, the substitution from dime to field goal block. And at the end of the day, we didn't execute it. So it's inexcusable.
Oh, so that wasn't on the pass interference. That was on the 12 men on the field, allowing the Denver Broncos to get another chance to hit that game-winning field goal after Will Lutz went out there and missed. Let's go to Landon calling from Houston. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man. Sure. What's up, man? Calling out of Houston. Yeah, man, Josh Allen, I just don't think he that dude, man. He just ain't never showed me can't win the big game.
Cincinnati twice last season, lost to them this season, should have lost to them with the Hamlin. Kansas City game, yeah, your defense, they went on and gave it up in 13 seconds for the game to get tied. But I just don't think Josh Allen, man, he a turnover king. Man, that's what he do. He turned the ball over all the time, man. He turns the ball over. And Buffalo, it ain't y'all time no more, man. Y'all still thinking that the 1990s going to creep around where y'all can go to four straight AFC championships, four straight Super Bowls, and all that. But you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to call in, man, because I ain't never been able to call in on this show at this time of night because I listen to 610 radio in Houston. So
well, thank
I appreciate
you.
Y'all letting me get on. You know what I'm saying?
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, hold on, Landon. Can I say thank you?
Oh, well, yeah, you can.
I just
want to
say thank you back. You won't let me. Thank you.
Appreciate you. You keep saying Landon, but put a B on it. It's Blandon.
Well, I can only read what's on the board, Landon, Blandon. What you want me to do? I'm just the host. I can't do everything, okay?
Hey, but you can also look up the slap, D-A-S-L-A-P.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Blandon. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, man.
Thank you. And thank you to everybody listening down on 610 in the loop. Listen, man, I understand. I just gave you the numbers on Josh Allen. 94 turnovers since he came into the league in 2018. Oh, that's a lot. That's a whole hell of a lot. He has 14 total turnovers on the entire season. He ain't happy. I can't blame him. And he looks miserable himself, as he should be. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We come back on the other side of the break. I'm going to get some more of your calls, and then we're going to hear from Sean McDermott because he did talk about the turnovers. He has been talking about the turnovers since the beginning of the season, and now the Buffalo Bills are 5-5. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We'll get back to more of this on the other side, but right now it's time for a news flash with Marco Belletti.
JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I told you Sean McDermott, head coach of the Buffalo Bills, he just spoke to the media following Denver's 24-22 victory over his team. Buffalo falls to 5-5, four turnovers. It was just ugly all the way around. The first play, the first series of the game, the Buffalo Bills turned the ball over. And then at the end of the game, we saw the pass interference call. We saw the 12 men on the field. Ugly all the way around. And Sean McDermott, he spoke to the media just minutes ago. And as you could tell, he wasn't happy with the amount of times that they gave the ball up. Listen to this.
No, it wasn't good enough. You can't turn the ball over, period, let alone four times. And field position can't start at the minus 40 or whatever it was, minus 41. It's not good enough.
And if you want a little bit of drama injected into the mix, we know about the end of the last season and going into the offseason, all the comments about Stephon Diggs and whether or not he and Josh Allen were on the same page. Well, if you want to, let's just say, you know, maybe stir up the pot a little bit. Stephon Diggs' brother, Trevon Diggs, he has already gone on social media and he has let anyone who will listen know throughout this message. Let me read you the exact tweet and message here. He's basically said, free 14. See if he deleted that yet. Stephon Diggs going to have to answer for his brother. What did he say? Trevon Diggs, man, 14, got to get up out of there. And he puts a sad and a crying face emoji talking about his brother needs to get up on out of Buffalo. And let's see what his brother Stephon says in response. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. His numbers for tonight, Stephon Diggs, 3 receptions for 34 yards. Pretty bad. Barry's calling from Jacksonville. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Barry.
Hey, thank you so much. I'm a Browns fan, relocated to Florida, and not a Broncos fan. You pull for the Bills and my northern teams living down here. But as a Browns fans, though, we know a rebuilding project when we see one. Buffalo, you're in rebuilding mode. Coach, players, everything's on the table right now. It ain't getting no better for you. Time to face realization. Quit complaining about this happened and that happened. It shouldn't have been a game with the Broncos. It should not have been with the talent that you have. It was. Win or lose that game by a point or two, you're in rebuilding mode. Your schedule is so bad from here on out, you're in rebuilding mode. I just want them facing the realization for the future callers. That is my sole point.
Okay, thank you, Barry, for calling from Jacksonville. Clayton is calling from San Diego. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, long time, no time. Good to hear from you. Hey, you know, I'm a Bears fan. Kids still root for the Chargers. You know, I look at the Broncos right now. I hate to say it. They're in a better position right now than the Bills are. It's not easy to go up to Orchard Park, go in there, regardless if it's an ugly win. They look like a better team. Like, Peyton's got that team looking like an NFL team again. That's what I got to say. I want to hear you talk about it. Love you, man. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Well, thank you, Clayton, for calling from San Diego. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Things look better for them heading on into the season. I know. So the Broncos are 4-5. The Buffalo Bills have now fallen to 5-5. But when you look at their schedules, there's a vast difference. Denver has Minnesota up next. And I know people want to tell me how much rejuvenated they are now with Joshua Dobbs out there, but I ain't believing the hype. Cleveland is coming up next. Cleveland, that is one of the best defenses in the league. Houston is up next. I know C.J. Stroud is shocking the living hell out of folks. You have the Chargers. You have Detroit, New England, the Chargers again, and Las Vegas. That seems to be a little bit easier than what the Buffalo Bills have to face to finish up their season. They got the Jets up next. Now, come on now. I know the Jets surprised them at the beginning of the season. Game one, no Aaron Rodgers. It's like the Buffalo Bills were shell-shocked, and they dropped that game. If they don't handle the Jets, they just should quit on the season completely. They have Philadelphia next, Kansas City, the Cowboys, the Chargers, the Patriots, and the Dolphins. That's the Buffalo Bills to close out the rest of the season. It ain't looking too good. I would tell you I ain't all that high or confident that the Denver Broncos are going to go on some type of Super Bowl run. But, yeah, I think the outlook, especially after tonight for them, even being below 500, is a little bit rosier. This is different than what I expected from the Broncos. I thought that they were going to just crash and burn the rest of the season, especially after they got smacked by Miami 70-20. And their defense, their young defense, has been able to turn things around over the past few games. They allowed only Kansas City to score 9 points tonight. Only given up 22 to Buffalo. Before that, Green Bay, okay, a bad team, 17 points. And they played Kansas City again before then, only allowed 8. So Denver Broncos are being able to turn things around. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark from Nova Scotia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. I just want to talk about the two slow motion train wreck teams from New York. I'm not even going to count the Giants, the Jets and the Bills. And what I want to talk about is, and you've discussed this, maybe not sort of, okay, let me start again. I want to talk about apportioning the accountability. And I want to talk about this from a macro level, like the entire season. So who really is this on? Like, is this on Robert Saleh? Is this on Nathaniel Hackett? Is it on Zach Wilson? Is it on Josh Allen? Is it on Sean McDermott? Is it on Ken Dorsey? Like, who bears the most responsibility for this? Because it seems like nobody wants to actually take any accountability for what's happening. And that's really all I'm asking. That's it.
You're asking me who's most responsible for this team sucking right now?
Yes.
Well, I think that's tough to just dump the majority or even put this down on percentage. Because there's a couple of factors here.
Mm-hmm.
You got a bunch of dudes on defense, starting with Tre'Davious White, who are hurt. We know Josh Allen has been turning the ball over. We know, I think, and I've said this for quite a few years now, that Josh Allen needs help on offense so he doesn't have to feel like he's Superman and turn the ball over all the time. He still is turning the ball over. You have.
Yeah, he also needs to make. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't like to interrupt you. I'm very sorry. I'm also Canadian, so I apologize. But he also needs to just stop. Like, he needs to start making better decisions. Okay, go ahead.
Who?
Sorry,
Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just said that.
Oh,
and
I'm sorry.
And then you have the dude who runs the whole team that I think puts them in crap positions, and that would happen to be Sean McDermott. So I don't know where to blame who gets the most of it, but I know this much. When you boil it down, it's always easier to get rid of the head coach. They ain't dumping Josh Allen. He's not going anywhere. For as long as he's healthy and able, and as long as he doesn't do anything crazy, which I don't think there's a reason to, he's going to be the starting quarterback for the Buffalo Bills until it's time to move on. And so Sean McDermott is going to bear the brunt of the responsibility for where they're at right now. That's just what it is.
Agreed. I won't take too much. I know you have a lot of callers. And I know you don't have a crystal ball, and neither do I.
If I had a crystal ball, I'd be playing Lotto right now.
Yeah, me too. Do you think Sean McDermott is done? Or you don't have to answer that.
Nah,
is he
look,
done at the end of the season?
I'm not ready to put a fork in him.
Okay.
And I know fans are going to call for his head and say he needs to be fired and get him out of here.
Right.
I don't think that will be the case even at the end of the season unless they get even worse. And then I think that's a real possibility, but this time. Mark,
that's
thank
fair.
You for
Thanks.
Calling from Nova
Thanks.
Scotia, man. Thank you Thanks. So much. Speaking of Sean McDermott, he talked about his team, both the offense and the defense, and I want you to listen to this clip first from Sean McDermott explaining how terrible and bad his offense has looked. We have that Sean McDermott.
If you think that's the case, I don't believe that's accurate. You throw and catch the ball, you run with the football, and your job description is to execute and maintain possession of the ball. That's not good enough.
Oh well, I mean, damn it, they guys can't even catch the ball. Balls are flying off the wide receiver's hands into the opposition. They can't hand the ball off on a running play. They're running the ball, and the ball is popping out to the other team. It's just bad, man. That's Sean McDermott on the offense. I now want you to hear what Sean McDermott had to say about his defense. Take a listen to what he said on that side.
Yeah, I mean, they played hard. There's certainly things we can work on defensively. They gave us a chance and, hit the check down, which that should have been taken away on the two-minute drive. That's one we could have executed better. But other than that, I thought we battled and gave us a chance to win and got a takeaway. And that's a good offense, a talented offense. And you're going out there with five defensive starters out to begin with. And I thought those guys played their asses off.
Well, see, there you go, talking about his defensive starters. Yet DeMar Hamlin played his first game since that cardiac arrest earlier this year. Kind of crazy to see him back out on the field, went out there and had a tackle right away. But there is no Tre'Davious White. Matt Milano hasn't been playing. DaQuan Jones wasn't there. Micah Hyde was out tonight with a neck injury. Christian Benford was out with a hamstring. And so, yeah, these are legitimate concerns. This ain't stuff that people made up. Like, they are dealing with injuries. It's true. But there's no excuse for not handling the damn football. That there's no excuse for. That doesn't have a damn thing to do with the defense. It doesn't have a damn thing to do with play calling. Like, hold on to the ball. That's like, I don't want to say it's lesson number one, but if you can't hold on to the ball, you ain't going to play. Sean McDermott sat down Cook. He told James Cook, hey, man, have a seat. And he ran out Latavius Murray while James Cook just watched the next bunch of plays because he couldn't hand on to the ball or hold on to the ball. You want to ask me, hey, who deserves the most blame? Coach is going to get it. And then the quarterback is going to get it. And that's just the nature of the NFL. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Sean Payton just spoke to the media. I mean, he did a hell of a job tricking the Buffalo Bills into a pass interference and setting up that game-winning field goal. And so we're going to hear from Sean Payton. We'll get his thoughts on the penalty as well. I'm going to talk to you. And then I got to talk about a quarterback doing well. That's C.J. Stroud. That's what we're going to do here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move. I get back to your calls.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop and save 40% site-wide plus doorbuster deals at Blinds.com's Black Friday early access sale happening now. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people. Because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.